Welcome to Triad Arts Up Close. I'm David Ford. Imagine setting your iPod to shuffle mode and experiencing it live. Next, add dance, visual arts, along with lighting design elements, stagecraft, and a human surround sound system like you've never experienced. And you get the University of North Carolina Greensboro's annual Collage Concert. It'll be Saturday night, September 8th at 7:30 in Acock Auditorium on the UNCG campus. The best part is, proceeds from this dynamic concert mix, showcasing the breadth and quality of the school, goes toward scholarship funding for talented students who otherwise might not have been able to attend UNCG. Associate Director of Bands and Director of Orchestral Activities, Kevin Giraldi, and Assistant Professor of Choral Music, Carol Ott, drop by WFDD to talk about the concert.
Again, we have student composition, which is all electronic, using laptops and manipulating sound. We're interested to hear how that develops. We have African drumming ensemble. This year, we're excited to have dance participate, and both performances will use acoustic sound. One of them will use Blossom Dearie's performance of I Won't Dance, performed by musicians in the School of Music.
I won't dance, don't ask me.
And the other is a series of vocalizations by another dancer offstage. So this year, everything will be acoustic.
Nice. So lots of variety in terms of the performance itself, this collage performance. And then this year, you're going to be enhancing it additionally with some lighting or some staging effects.
Our technical designer in Acock Auditorium, James Goins, at the end of the process of collage last year, came to us and he said, you know, if you let me know more in advance, which is the real trick, if you let me know more in advance of what you'd like to do, I can design special lights that would correlate with the specific pieces of music and have images projected around the building and different colors and things like that to really enhance the experience of listening to the music. So we said, that sounds great. Let's do it.
Why not?
So it should be really just another level of stimulation for the audience to really bring the music into a more vivid light.
And then bringing this music into a more vivid light, the performers, I got to say, I've been doing this for a while now, and I'm always coming across UNCG artists, either alumni, current students, or faculty, and the quality level is always so high across the board. Where did this tradition, or when did it begin?
The School of Music in particular at UNCG has been part of the campus for well over 100 years. So it's one of the oldest schools of music of that type in this country, even back when the school was for women only, which was up until, I guess, the 1960s. And it has a long tradition of piano music and vocal music in particular. And the instrumental side of things actually developed much later, around the time of World War II, when the UNCG band of all women would go over to Chapel Hill and perform at the football games because all of the men had been drafted to serve in World War II. So the arts have a long and varied presence on our campus.
My thanks to University of North Carolina Greensboro School of Music, Theater and Dance, Associate Director of Bands and Director of Orchestral Activities, Kevin Giraldi, and Assistant Professor of Choral Music, Carol Ott. UNCG's Collage Concert 2012 begins Saturday night, September 8th at 7:30 in Acock Auditorium on the UNCG campus. It'll feature dance, piano, wind, string, vocal, and jazz combo faculty performers, student wind ensemble, orchestra, university chorale, and chamber singers, jazz ensembles, and much more live and in surround sound like you've never heard it before. You'll find links to ticket information, complete program information, and more on our website at wfdd.org/triadarts. I'm David Ford. Thanks for joining me today for Triad Arts Up Close.